Season ticket, WESB Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Good evening and welcome to the home opener here for Bradford Owls Basketball. This is Brian Piscatelli and James Patrick bringing you Owls Basketball live on WESB Sports. So, James, you've seen the Owls play three times already. This will be my first chance to see the Owls play. What's your impression so far in the first three games?
Well, foul trouble. Foul trouble's gotten them in a bind. When they're able to get back and set up their defense, they play a tough defense. The other night, Warren did a lot of fast breaking on us and unable to set up the defense, and they fouled a bunch of guys.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, it's been a few years since I've been on the radio. I know this is your first year, so, it's going to be fun. It's a young team. Lost a lot of players from last year's team. They got to fill a lot of holes. And tonight especially, we're down A.J. Gleason tonight, right?
A.J. Gleason's unable to be here tonight. Yep. He has a commitment. He had another commitment. So they are a bit shorthanded. They are stacked heavy with juniors.
And this Oil City team, I'll tell you, this is going to be a tough, tough home opener here for the Owls. The Owls come in 1-2. They came off that overtime loss at the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament against Otto. On the flip side, Oil City comes into this game. It's a District 10, District 9 crossover match, and they come into this game 2-1. The surprising stat or game, I guess I should say, with Oil City is in the championship game of I think it was like the Keystone Tournament or something. They handled DuBois 65-39.
And
DuBois has been a tough out for the Owls over the past couple years. So
that sent a message to District 9, I think.
Yeah. So not sure if it's a down year for DuBois or a very strong year for Oil City. But, you look at some of these scores, they put up 74 points against Clarion, holding them to 40, 65-39 against DuBois, like I said. Now, they did lose to Brookville. Brookville is a very strong team. They lost 66-60. But I'll tell you, they got some kids that can score, Oil City do. This Van Warner, he had 22 against Clarion. He had 20 against DuBois. And then Hornback had 20 against Clarion and 24 against Brookville. So they got some kids that can score. They got some height, and it's going to cause some trouble for the Owls.
Yeah, they've got some quality scorers, it looks like, there in the Oil City lineup. Our Owls are led by Jake France, if you haven't been tuning in. He's the high scorer for the Owls.
Jake, he's been double digits all three games, right?
He has.
Yeah. It's like you said, it's going to be a tough test. Just some keys to the game that I jotted down tonight is, strong start. You always want to get out strong on your home opener.
Yep.
Like I said, this is going to be a tough out for the Owls here. So they definitely got to start strong. Secondly is rebounding. Without AJ, he's their big guy inside.
Yep.
So without AJ, they're going to be at a slight disadvantage. And just looking at the lineup out here, we match up pretty well size wise. I mean, they're probably a little bit longer than we are. But it's not like they bring in a 6'8 or 6'9 guy that we have to worry about.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
The house is going to be electric tonight. It's a pretty good crowd. The student section's all whited out tonight. Looks like it's going to be a great home opener.
Yeah, we got a couple minutes here. We'll in a minute here, they'll do the starting lineups and national anthem. But we can run through those right now. I'll hit the Oil City lineup.
Okay.
So it looks like they got number one, Connor Highfield. Number two, Ethan Knox. Number three, Jake Hornback, who I spoke about earlier. He threw in 20 points in two different games there. 15, That's Cam Van Warner. Like I said, he also had, a couple 20-point games, and I think he's just, by what I see warming up, looks like he's kind of an inside player. And then number 21 is Syed Donald. That's the starters for Oil City and Bradford.
Tonight, starting for your Owls is Talon Reese, Chase Weinberg, Jake France, Brendan Warner, and Isaiah Fitton.
Yeah, so, Fitton in the lineup instead of Gleason.
And I say this team goes 8 or 9 deep, and they don't miss much of a beat.
Yeah. Well, and I think they're going to need it tonight. You mentioned, they got into a little bit of foul trouble. Like I said, I haven't actually seen them play yet, so, I'm excited to see what they have. I watched some games last year. Like you said, they got a lot of juniors playing here. And these guys did play, a substantial amount last year. I mean, France, he's been a starter pretty much since he was a freshman. So it's, he's a pretty exciting player. And I know that, Coach Bernardi, he likes to slow it down a little bit.
They work it around, look for a good shot.
Yeah.
Work it around the perimeter a little bit. And that's what they did so well against Eisenhower in game one. It looked beautiful. They've gotten out of their game plan because of the foul trouble and a few, falling behind to Warren and so on.
Right.
Looks like we're going to break for the national anthem here, Brian.
Yeah.
So this is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the old post office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
Hey, life doesn't stop when cancer starts. After diagnosis, treatment is vital. But for some, just getting there, to appointments, chemo, or radiation, is a major challenge. You can change that. Volunteer to give rides with the American Cancer Society Road to Recovery Program. Driving for a few hours of your day can make a life-saving difference for someone with cancer. Visit cancer.org/drive to learn more.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back to the Owls home opener tonight at the Owls Nest. About to get underway here. This is James Patrick alongside Brian Piscatelli with Nick back in the studios, our producer.
Yeah, so, again, just curious to see, how strong a start the Owls can get out of the gate here. I definitely think that's going to be the key to the game. They can't get down early. They're going to have to just come out of the gate and, start strong. Before we do get started here, Rogie, I do want to just take a moment. And, my first partner on the radio, Tom Bowes, when I started, 4 or 5 years ago, he was my very first partner. And for those who listened a long time, long-time sports, on WESB, Tom, for many, many years, he announced basketball games and football games. And, unfortunately, Tom passed away earlier this summer. So, when I would call the games with Tom, there was always, he had a signature saying, and it was count it.
Count it.
Count it. So Tom, on all these made free throws, Tom would always, when you know, on made free throws, he'd always say, count it. So, you know, a little tribute to Tom this year, you know, I think we should say count it.
That's a great count great it on, idea,
you know,
great
after
idea.
All these free throws made. You know, he's up there looking down, watching these games, and I know he's got his red and black on, you know, watching the Owls tonight.
Very nice, Brian, very nice.
So it looks like we're getting ready to start here. You know, the Owls are going to be traveling left to right on the radio dial, and obviously Oil City right to left. Oil City in their road blues with some gray trim, and then, you know, the Owls with the traditional, you know, home whites on. You know, Bernardi's over there giving some last-minute direction to his team, and Oil City, they're ready to go here. So there we go. We're still waiting for Coach Bernardi and his team, you know. Here comes Frank Williams. He's gonna get him you know, another longtime sports announcer for the Owls here. Frank, he's a referee. You know, he's getting the Owls moving here. So we're gonna have two number 21s.
Chase Gray will be jumping for your Owls. Or sorry.
Weinberg.
Chase Weinberg.
Yep, Weinberg and Donald. Two 21s here. Yeah, a little bit of a delay here, but we'll get moving here in a minute. Here we go. Looks like Oil City's going to win that one. So they cross the timeline. Owls, 2-3 zone here. I know, Rogie, they've been playing 2-3 zone consistently the whole time?
Well, mostly.
Okay.
Game one, they broke into a man-to-man for a while. They have been mostly 2-3 zone.
Okay, and there's Oil City with a first look inside, up, and okay, the rebound. So there was the, you know, kind of the second key of the game was rebounds, and that's number 3, Hornbeck. And, you know, he gets the offensive board and puts it back up there. You know, but the problem with playing a zone, Rogie, is you're not assigned a man to box out. So you got to go look for a guy. Yep. And that's something that the Owls didn't do on that possession, was go look for a man to box out. And Hornbeck got loose right in the middle and tipped it home. So it looks like, Oil City's playing man. And there's France. He goes in and he's fouled. So France is going to go the free throw line, Rogie. For two.
France has been money at the line this year. I made the statement in a game two or so that he very rarely even hits the iron. Very good free throw shooter. And as I say that, I jinxed him.
Yep. He missed that one.
One more shot remaining.
There it is. Count it. See? Count it. We got it. All right. So France gets the Owls on the board. 2-1. Owls down early here, just a minute into the game. Oil City rotating the ball around the outside. They throw it inside. Bank shot up. No good. That's Reese with the rebound. Reese is going to push it. Owls are out and running. Oil City did a nice job getting back on defense there.
They did, Brian. They seem to be rather.
And that's going to be a steal. Weinberg got a little bit of trouble down in the corner, tried to throw it away, and it was stolen by Oil City. Oil City turned it over right back to the Owls. So that was the drive down the middle that got punched away. And then there's another steal by Oil City and a block by Weinberg. Another offensive board, though. There's a drive to the basket by Oil City, and then Fitton's going to come out of there with a rebound.
That was a wild, wild possession, Brian. Three turnovers in a row, four turnovers in a row. A lot of blocks, a lot of hustle, and we came away with it.
Yep. There's France to the hoop, and he gets blocked. That's Weinberg with a rebound up front to Fitton. Fitton over to Warner. Warner's going to fake the shot. Oh, he does put the ball on the floor. He's going to set it back up again. Owls trying to run their offense, and that's a long three by Reese, and that's off the front of the rim, no good. And that's going to be a rebound coming down to Knox. Oil City pushing it again. Owls back in that 2-3 zone, kind of packing it in. They want Oil City to shoot from the outside, and Oil City wants to play from the inside. That's going to be a tipped out of bounds by Reese, and it's going to be Oil City ball.
I'll tell you, the Owls, they dared Otto Eldred to shoot from three, and they made 16 threes that night.
Well, you're not going to see that every night.
I know.
You know, and until somebody proves they can do it, I think you make them do it. You know, they're... Oil City moving the ball nicely around the outside. They don't dribble too much. They want to pass it through this zone. They're trying to get it to the middle of that zone, Rogue. There they go. See, they get it inside, and then they can go a lot of different directions. And there's a shot up and in. No good. Fit and run down the rebound. And that's going to be another steal. So the Owls are a little bit sloppy. That's Knox for two.
Knox has been right there twice for their inbound pass.
Yeah, the Owls are a little bit sloppy on in transition. And Oil City must have seen something because, that, like you said, he's down there, you know, pressing hard. So France on the right wing. He's looking up top to Fitton. Fitton over to Warner. Warner fakes the shot. He's going to get it back up top to France. France takes a look. He's calling out the play. Over to Reese. Reese is going to try to drive. He's knocked down, shut off. Over to Fitton. Fitton's, oh, it's stolen again, but out of bounds. Boy, this is some tough D by Oil City here.
It is very tough D by Oil City. Yeah, the Owls better.
They gotta tighten their belt up here a little bit because Oil City's right on them. There's Warner at the top of the key, swings it up to France. France calls out the play. He's looking right wing to Reese. Reese takes a look, trying to get inside to Warner, but that's not there. Up top to Weinberg. Weinberg over to France again. He's gonna dribble drive to the hoop, shut down. Out to Warner. He fakes the three up top. Very patient here, Owls, trying to work the ball inside.
Trying to find that open man.
Yep. You know, they're just they're all kind of at the three-point line running this little motion offense. But, you know, when you do that, you have all the help defense just sagging in the middle, and that, and there's nothing there for the Owls. Warner looking inside, nothing there. Looking for Reese, back door, nope. Up top to Fitton. It's a good thing we don't have a shot clock in Pennsylvania because we've held the ball for about a minute here.
We've got those games coming up in New York.
Yeah.
Still 4-1 with the Oil City Oilers leading with 3.5 minutes left in the first.
Oh, another turnover by the Owls. France was looking for Weinberg cutting to the basket, and looked like Weinberg went right, and France went left. So we're going to have a 30-second timeout. So we'll throw it back to the station for a quick timeout. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest as we have 3:31 to go in the first quarter. The Oil City Oilers lead your Bradford Owls 4-1. And it's Oil City possession. Take it away, Brian.
Yeah, we still have the same starters out there. So you got Highfield, Knox, Hornback, Van Warner, and Donald for Oil City, and that's a three-point shot by Oil City, no good, and that's France with a rebound. He's pushing it back the other way, and it's, again, it's the same starters for the Owls. You got France, Warner, Reese, Fitton, and Weinberg. Owls trying to get the ball inside, and it's just not there, this little motion offense. You got Reese driving to the hoop, out to Fitton. He passes up a three in a corner. He drives out to Reese. He's going to take a three from the corner, and that's good. Nothing but net. And the Owls have their first lead. It's tied, tied. So it's 4-4 here, 2:42 to go. So, again, Oil City inside. There's another offensive board, and that's going to be two more for Knox. He's got four on the ball game with three rebounds. And it's 6-2, Oil City. And that's going to be another turnover. Oil City going back the other way, and that's going to be Van Warner. That's his first bucket of the game. And, you know, Rogie, I haven't been tracking turnovers here, but that's at least five.
At least five
for the first quarter for the Owls.
Very sloppy on the offensive end for the Owls right now. Like you said, they need to tighten it up. Right now you got, once again, passing around the perimeter, looking for the open guy.
Yeah, it's a quick first quarter here. Not a lot of whistles, only one foul, and there's another turnover. So, you know, we had Weinberg cut into the basket, and, France didn't see that cut, and he thought Weinberg was going to stay in the wing, and then a little bounce pass out of bounds. So it's going to be Oil City coming back the other way. Again, 8-4, 1:49 to go here in the first quarter. Oil City quickly up court, and they do have
a steal
player,
by the Owls.
Gavin Stevens in the game. Steal by the Owls. You got Warner bringing it over the timeline. Over to France. France looking for Fitton, not there. Weinberg, not there. France dribbles to the top of the key. He's going to back it out almost to the half court, and he's calling out the play. Over to Warner. France in the corner. Oh, nice little cut there by Weinberg. A little jump hook, and that was a good shot. He was behind the backboard.
He was.
And, he put that in. So that's a nice shot by Weinberg. But then don't blink, Rogie, because you got Oil City going the other way here.
We do. They got down quickly, and there's a three ball from Oil City.
And he got his own rebound. That was Van Warner, who shot the three and a long three. And again, it's that zone defense where they're not picking up, they're not boxing out offensive players from Oil City. So that's another three by Oil City. That's off the mark. We got France racing the other way. He kicks it out, and that's going to be another turnover.
It's only 8-6, Brian, and
yep.
They've got to be happy with that with all these turnovers. That's got to, like you said, that's got to be seven.
Yeah, at least seven. Like I said, I think maybe a little home court, home opener jitters here in front of there. It's a very nice crowd here tonight. Like you said, they got the whiteout student section. But still packed into that. Now they got like a 3-2 zone a little bit rolling here, Rogue. Trying to take away that three-point line the last couple possessions. Oil City threw up a couple threes. They didn't go in, but, they have that threat.
Yep.
Oil City working around. That's on the left wing. Back up top, that's Van Warner. He shoots the three, and that's in and out, no good. But, it's going to be off Oil City Bradford ball. Okay. So there was a little tussle down there on that offensive board, but it worked out, Bradford ball.
That looked like a nice shot. I don't want to leave that guy open too much tonight.
No, and he's he's thrown in 20 a game.
Yeah. Right?
And this is at the buzzer, no good. So we had Fitton trying to throw up a shot at the buzzer. No good. So the Owls down 2, 8-6, home opener, end of the first quarter. We're going to throw back to the station for a couple commercials. We'll be back. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Owl's Nest. The break of the end of the first quarter, the Oil City Oilers lead your Owls 8-6. Fast-moving first period. We spoke all about the foul trouble in the pregame. Well, your Owls get through the first quarter unscathed. Zero fouls on the Owls in the first. A lot of sloppy offense. Pretty good defense, really, and only trailed by two, Brian.
Yeah, 8-6, like you said. We do have two substitutions. We have Adam Ward, number one, and number two, Lucas Johnson, in the ball game. And it looked like we got Warner and Fitton on the bench. So we're going to go France, Ward, Johnson, Reese, and Weinberg. And there's another turnover. Again, this it's great anticipation by the Oil City, and they went in for a fast break layup, and it's going to be a foul. It's going to be on Ward.
First foul on Adam Ward. That's your first team foul. Oil City's going to be at the line for two.
First shot is good. So that's Hornback. That's 3 points for him. Second shot is also good. So count it. And he's 2-for-2 there. And so he's got 4 points, and it's now 10-6. Oil City with the lead. Again, Owls struggling getting the ball over the three-point line to get the ball deep into their offense. That's Johnson on the wing, looking for Reese, not there. Weinberg with a screen, nothing. Over to Reese again, looking for Weinberg inside, gets it to him at the elbow. He's going to drive, and it goes off his knee, saved by Reese, over to Johnson. Over to Ward, who's going to go in for the layup. Nope, knocked away. Here comes Oil City back the other way. Van Warner pushing it. That's up to Highfield, up to Van Warner. He's going to get in the middle of the lane, down low. Nice pass and nice basket. That's Knox. That
beautiful ball movement by Oil City there.
Yeah, that 15 Van Warner, he's a solid player. I thought he was more of an inside guy, but he can handle the ball. He sliced right down the middle of the lane and found a wide open Knox for the layup. Here's another steal and turnover for the Owls. Oil City pushing it. Reverse layup, no good. Reese with a rebound. Owls come right back. Let's see if they can get something going here. That's Johnson the other way. His shot's blocked. That's going to be Van Warner with the rebound. They're pushing it. Shut down over there in the corner by Reese as Oil City moves around. Inside, all wide open.
Yeah.
That was Donald. That's going to be another timeout. Looks like another 30-second timeout. And it's 14-6 Oil City with 6:19 to go. Just a 30-second, so we'll keep it right here.
I'll tell you, Oil City appears to come out of that break there and turn up the heat.
Yeah, I mean, they got five guys in the scoring column. You got Knox with two, Hornback with three, or four, excuse me, Van Warner two, Donald two, and then on the other side, I know we got France with, what do you got, Rogie, with for points for the Owls?
France
here
with one.
And Weinberg
with
two.
With two, and Reese
and then
with three.
Reese with three. Okay, there's your 6 points for the Owls. So it looks like Warner's going to check back in. He gives them a little bit of size. Yep. So it looks like who's coming off? Looks like Reese is off. So we got Warner, Weinberg, Ward, Johnson, and France. And Oil City, it looks like they have pretty much the same starters in the game that they've had. Knox, Highfield, Hornbeck, Van Warner, and Donald. So Owls again on the offense. This is Warner in the right wing. He's looking. Nothing there. Top of the key. Dribble drive. Nope. Over to Ward. Ward's going to go to the hoop. Shut down by Oil City again. That's Warner. Right wing. He takes a look. Up to France. Top of the key. Coach Bernardi calls out something. They're running a play here. There's a screen. France loose for a three off the back of the rim. No good. Donald with the rebound. Again, Oil City pushing it. Van Warner rotates the ball. Top of the key. Dribble drive. Shot up. No good. Got his own rebound. Put back. No good. Got another own rebound, and he's going to be tied up. So that was nice hustle by Hornback. He got two rebounds right there in a row.
Yeah.
It's going to be, looks like, what, Oil City ball in the possession, Rogue?
Yep, Oil City's ball in the possession arrow. Good hustle by Weinberg to tie him up for the jump ball.
All right, now Bradford went to man. Let's see what they can do here, and that's going to be Hornback. He saw that it went right to man, and he took Warner. And, they come out of that possession in man, and so that's two more for Van Warner. He's got four, and it's 16-6. I was at the other end. We got 5:02 left until half here. There's Weinberg. He passes up to three. He's kind of tied up, and that's stolen. And there, Oil City's out pushing. There's going to be another layup at the other end. So that steal was by Donald, and then you had the basket by Highfield. So that's his first points of the game.
Those guys are running just like Warren did the other night. Their outlet guy breaks, and they usually hit him with a good pass.
Yeah. So that's a 10-0 run right now, Ro. That's a 10-0 run to start this second quarter. And that's going to be a charge on France by the looks of it, I think, right?
Yes. And it may be a technical. Yep.
Oh, so we got a charge on Jake and a technical on Jake. So that counts as a personal foul. Yeah, so that's a personal foul. So he's got two fouls on that.
He was not happy with the charge call.
No. So the referee's explaining to Jake what happened. I didn't see. There was a lot of congestion on there.
There was several players there. It was a big scrum.
So the technical, he was over the line. So it would have been no good anyway. So it's no good technical there on the first for Oil City. He gets one more. This is Hornbeck at the line. He made the last two free throws, and he missed the next two. So he was two for two. Now he missed those two.
Reese is checking back into the game for France, who's obviously still upset.
Yeah. Referee's explaining to Coach Bernardi what happened, too. He's kind of shaking his head a little bit. But I didn't really see anything egregious down there. He must have, I don't know.
He may have said something.
Well, it's still 18-6, 4:31 to go here until half. We got Owls back in that 2-3 zone, and we got Weinberg with a nice steal.
Nice steal by Weinberg. Come on, Owls, let's get something going now. Weinberg with a ball.
Inside, that's Weinberg, and that's going to be a foul on Ethan Knox inside. So that's his second, and that's the second team foul for Oil City. So he's going to check out, and Will McMahon's going to check in, number 10 for Oil City. 4:17 to go here until half. Owls inbound, that's Weinberg. Over to Johnson, he's looking around. Over to Warner on the wing. He's going to dribble top of the key. Over to Reese, he's open. Passes up to three, he's looking. Through the legs, dribbling around. Over the top to Lucas Johnson. Lucas going to drive down the middle of the lane. Finds Warner in the corner for a three, and it's good. Nothing but net. That's a nice shot.
Nice shot.
So that was a big three by Warner, because that ended that 10-0 run, you know, to start the second quarter, and that's Owl's first points of that quarter.
And it's got the crowd back in the game. Nice pass down low to number 10 for Oil City, and he lays it in.
Yeah, so that's going to be McMahon. He just checked into the game, and he gets his first bucket. You know, it doesn't matter who Oil City plugs into the game. Everybody's scoring here down low.
They are.
You know, they're a pretty disciplined team. We got Johnson. He's a little spin move in the middle of the lane off the front of the rim. No good. But we got Weinberg with a rebound up. He's fouled. Didn't get the fall. So that's going to be a foul on McMahon. That's his first, team third. And Weinberg's going to go to the line for two, Rogue.
Weinberg is going to the line. Good hustle again by Weinberg to get the rebound and take it back up. Now they jumped on his back. So here we go with the first free throw. And count it.
There you go. Again, for those who weren't listening at the start of the game, that was Tom Bose's little signature phrase, count it, on made free throws. And, you know, as mentioned, longtime sports announcer for Owls basketball and football, we unfortunately lost him earlier this year. So that's something that we're going to do this year. So that's going to be a foul on Oil City on 10. That's McMahon again. And let's see. Coach Fulmer, he's not very happy. He's having a little discussion with the referee.
20-10 Oil City with 3 minutes and 13 seconds left in the second quarter.
Go ahead.
Warner's got the ball. Off to the corner to Adam Ward. Ward over to Johnson at the top of the key. Johnson out to Reese. Reese to Warner. Ward over to Johnson. Back to Reese in the corner. Reached to Warner. Warner in the middle to Weinberg. Weinberg drives. And it's tipped out of bounds.
Yep, that's a block out of bounds. So we're going to have Owls inbound here. Let's see. It looks like Reese is going to inbound. Oil City still man-to-man. So let's see what the Owls can do here in this little set inbound play. Up strong at the front of the rim to Weinberg. And he gets stripped and he's fouled. So that's going to be a foul on number 21. That's Donald. That's his first. Weinberg is going to go back to the line. That's going to be the team fifth foul for Oil City. Still 20-10, 2:43 to go. Oh, it wasn't a shot. Okay, they called that one on the floor. Sorry. So it was on the floor. Owls inbound. That's the Warner. Warner in the corner to Reese. Reese squaring up to the basket. Nothing there. Swings it up front to Warner again. He calls out the play. Warner's looking. Corner to Reese again. Trying to get Ward free off a screen. He gets up top of the key, gets the ball over to Johnson. Johnson to Warner again. Again, not much movement inside the three-point line here for the Owls.
Solid, solid defense by Oil City.
Yeah, they are over. Oh, he traveled. That's a travel by Warner. Drug his pivot foot. You know, he was trying to get the ball on the wing to Johnson, but that defender overplayed it, and he had to go the other way. And when he did that, you know, he drug his foot. So, again, that pressure D just giving Owls some problems here early on. So, you know, we got 2 minutes till half. You know, I think Bernardi, he'll get him in the halftime, settle him down a little bit, and hopefully he can come out with something here.
Yeah, the turnovers have really been the story of this game.
That's almost a travel, and it is a steal by Johnson. We almost had a travel by Oil City, but then a steal by Johnson. We got somebody injured, and it's going to be an Oil City player, number 5, Stevens. So it looked like he might have turned an ankle on that. So he's going to check out, and Will McMahon, he's going to check in. He's got 2 fouls, along with Jake France. Jake's coming in, and remember, he's got 2 fouls too. So Jake's got to be careful here. 1:51 to go until half. You know, we're still in this. It's only 20-10. Still in it. A lot of time to go.
10 points with possession.
Yep. So, you know, we just got to be careful here. We just don't want to pick up the third foul. So Owls over the timeline. That's Warner, top of the key. Gets it to France. France takes a look back to Warner, top of the key. Warner's going to drive through. A great help defense by Oil City as they all collapsed on him. That's France, top of the key. He's going to drive. Step back. Nope, no shot. Over to Johnson. Johnson takes a look through the legs over to Reese. Reese drives to the middle. Chest him. Oh, and that's going to be off Oil City. Going to be Bradford Owls ball.
I'll tell you this. The Owls are having a heck of a time trying to find the open man. This Oil City defense is just tough.
Yeah, they move their feet well. They help well. And they're quick. I mean, all these guys are quick. They are just in their shorts here. Johnson in the middle of the lane, up to Reese. Reese going to get in the lane himself. Weinberg for 3, long, no good. That's going to be a rebound by Oil City. Hornback, and he's pushing, and he's going coast to coast, no good. That's 5 rebounds for Hornback. You got France coming back the other way. He's going to push it, pulls it back out, nothing there. Warner passes up the 3 to France. Also passes up the 3. He's going to pass over Reese. Reese takes a look inside. That's Weinberg. He's trying to back him in. Up and strong move by Weinberg.
Nice move. Nice move by Chase Weinberg.
So that's 12-20. Owls down 8 with 37 seconds to go till half. Maybe we can get it to 6 or 5 here before they go, but it looks like, you know, no shot clock in PA. It looks like Oil City's slowing it down. They're going to hold it for 1 here, Rose.
They're going to hold it for 1. They could sense a little bit of a momentum swing, and they want to shut that down. So they're just out by half court. They're doing their dribble pass thing.
Yeah, 17 seconds and counting. Owls still in that 2-3 zone. Lucas with a little bit of token pressure, not much.
And now we're down to 8 seconds.
So here they go. Pass to the wing. Oil City into the corner. That's Van Warner for 3. Oh! And he hits it at the buzzer, essentially. So that's 23-12. You know, Oil City with that lead, and that was Van Warner that they hit. They ran a nice set piece there, Rogue, and got him free in the corner for a 3.
Very well run possession. Nice half of basketball by Oil City. The Owls will have to go in, make some changes, come back out, and dig into this lead.
Yeah.
We'll get some stats tallied here together, and we'll be right back with you after the break. And once again, the Oil City Oilers lead your Bradford Owls 23-20 here at halftime. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry, offers end January 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the case vault, the case copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own case copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devon Closs State Farm at the old post office in Bradford. Let Devon and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry, offers end January 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
W298 CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest here. It's halftime, Owl's home opener. 23-12, Oil City on top. And, you know, it's, I guess, one word, I don't know if it's one or two words, but it's turnovers. That's what sums it up here for the Owls, but turnovers. They struggled on the offensive end.
A lot of sloppy play on the offensive end. Turnovers. Each turnover seems to lead to a pretty easy bucket for Oil City.
Yep.
Once again, when the Owls are able to get back and play some defense, they play a solid defense. These teams are racing down there and beating their setup.
Yeah, that transition game really hurt them. So, who do we got for on the score sheet for the Owls tonight?
Leading your Owls so far is Chase Weinberg with 5 points, and then Brendan Warner with 3, as well as Talon Reese with 3, and Jake France with 1.
Okay,
that's all we have for the Owls. 12 points.
Well, we got a little bit of different story here for Oil City since they tallied 23 in the first half. We got Highfield with 2, Knox with 6, Bornback with 4, McMahon with 2. Van Warner, he's game high 7 so far, and he hit that you know, they had that little set piece. They ran 37 seconds off the clock to end the half. They got him free in the corner, and, you know, he buried that three essentially at the buzzer. So he's got seven, and then Donald with two. But I'll tell you, you know, the player that you know, impressed me, you know, outside of Van Warner was Hornback. Yep. He had five rebounds in there, and he was just tough for the Owls to handle. But, you know, hopefully, you know, the Oil City's back out warming up. They didn't have a whole lot to talk about, but I think Coach Bernardi has a lot to talk about.
Yeah, he's still got him in the locker room.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, I'm sure he'll come up with something here. You know, and I don't know. I mean, do you try to match speed with speed? I know that's not the Owls' game, right. But maybe you have to at this point. You know, because slowing it down
a few times when they did break out, if you can, you can get a shot off before Oil City gets that defense set.
Yeah,
you may need to take it.
Right, right. You know, that's it. I know that's, you know, Bernardi likes to play that slow, methodical, work the ball around, get that open look, but there was no open looks.
There was no open looks.
I mean,
they worked very hard for the 12 points they got.
Yes. You know, and what we had, well, two of them were from the free throw line, and then a couple threes, and then only two 2-point baskets. Yeah. And on the other side, everything was inside. I mean, outside of that last 3-pointer by Van Warner at the end of the half there, that was their only three made of the game.
Wow.
You know, they had two free throws, but everything else was inside the paint.
Yep.
And, you know, that's where, you know, I know AJ, you know, that, you know.
Yeah. Missing AJ
Missing
tonight.
AJ hurts a little bit. You know, he's got that size and strength and muscle and, you know, and you know, he likes to mix it up in there, and maybe that's what they needed. But so we'll see. You know, it's 2 minutes to go here, so let's throw it back to Nick at the station for a couple commercial breaks here.
Okay, this is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
I'm Naheem Hines, proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom has muscular dystrophy, and the MDA helps her and kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. And MDA funds over 150 care centers for kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Learn more at MDA.org today.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest as we just got underway here in the second half. Both teams have the same five starters as in the first half. It's the Owl's possession.
So we got France, Reese, Warner, Fitton, and Weinberg back for the Owls. Owls have the ball. Oil City back in that man-to-man defense. Owls do a much better job kind of rotating the ball right now. This is France going to the hoop, and he's going to go up strong, and he makes it. So he really contested Knox there, and France put it in, and so it's 14-23.
That's what I'm used to seeing, France, after these first three games. That's what I'm, you know, taking the ball to the rim.
Yeah. You know, and you know, he's probably the shortest guy out there. But, that's going to be a shove on Oil City.
That is. That's almost steal by Warner and a push on Oil City. And a nice start here for the Owls.
Yeah, so we got France loose. He got to the basket. Nice contested layup there off the glass over Knox. They play tough D at this end. Warner pokes it away, and then he gets fouled. So France over the timeline. Top of the key to Reese, trying to get France free. You know, looks like one thing I notice here, Rogue, is, you know, the first half they had France running the offense at the top of the key. In the last couple possessions here to start this half, they had Reese running it. So that's Warner for a three. That's off the mark. No good. And that's going to be a rebound over to Highfield. So I wonder if they're trying to get
quick,
you know, that's a no good layup. That was a good hustle by Reese, though, to get back.
Two passes Oil City had under the basket.
You know, I wonder, because here's Reese again Coach Bernardi's trying to get Jake free instead of him worrying about dribbling the ball as a point guard, you know, let's move him into the two position.
Yep. It looks like they've made that switch.
So here we go. We got Warner top of the key, right wing to Weinberg. Weinberg takes a look. He's dribbling top of the key. He's looking for a screen. Over to France. France takes a look. A little quick step by France. Over to Fenton for three. No good. And that's going to be another rebound by Van Warner. That's his third of the game. And Oil City pushes it again. They get down court quick. Van Warner for three off the front of the rim. No good. And that's a strong rebound by Weinberg.
Weinberg's doing a great job underneath. He has all the games so far this season.
So I was pushing it. Fitton, top of the key, over to Warner. Warner takes a look. Oil City still in that man-to-man. Hand off to France, quickly over to Reese. Reese can set it up top of the key. They're going to try to get France off a couple screens. Over to Warner. Warner on the right wing, takes a look. Nothing there. Fakes the shot. Dribble drive, nothing. Back out top. He was in a little bit of trouble there. Got it to France. France calls it out. Takes a look. Slow. Top of the key over to Fitton. Fitton had Reese inside. Didn't go there. Top of the key again to Warner.
Well, they've got Oil City playing that tough defense again.
Yep, here's France. They got France loose and no good. So what they did, they're trying to get that. That's the same. Oh, nice steal by Weinberg coming the other way. He anticipated that well, and then he threw it away. That was a great hustle by Weinberg. But on the offensive end, Rogue, you know, that was the second nice drive for France, and they got that little iso play. So they got four on one side, France on the left side, and they're letting him take it to the basket.
And that looks to be a much better attack mode.
Yeah. So we got a long three by Oil City. No good. It's tipped out by Warner. France racing the other direction, and he goes up. He's fouled, and it's no good.
Boy, that was a hard foul underneath.
So that's going to be a foul on Hornback.
France is going to go to the line for two. Jake's currently got 3 points.
First one.
Count it.
There it is. France with another. That's four. 23-15. Oil City.
Count it.
Another one. 23-16.
Okay, well, the Owls are back to within 7 points.
Yeah, I mean, that's a, what do we got there? 4-0 run there, a little mini run by the Owls here to start this quarter. And that's going to be Oil City in the middle of the lane, a little jump stop, and he traveled. Wow. Oh, that little bunny hop at the end kind of got him. You know, it's funny, you know, these kids these days, they
all like that bunny hop.
That Euro step bunny hop. And, you know, I just think these high school referees just aren't up to that speed yet.
Yes.
And, you know, they watch these college players and NBA players. They do it all the time. But here it just doesn't go. So there's Reese, a little nice fake. He's driving inside. He goes baseline up and under. No good. That's going to be rebound by Knox. That's four rebounds for Knox. Oil City back the other way. You can't blink here. They just go the other way, and there's a steal by Warner. Warner coming back. Again, Owls doing a nice job here. You know, 2 minutes in, and there's been no points by the Oil City here.
Yeah, they're.
So we got Warner, top of the key.
Come out of the dressing room and really played well.
We got Reese up top, over to France. Swings it to Weinberg, knocked out of his hands. He gets it. He's going to dribble drive, and that's going to be a hold on number 21. That's Donald. That's his second foul. That's going to be the third team foul. So pretty clean start to the half for the Owls. not so clean start to the half here for Oil City. So we're going to have Johnson check into the game, and Reese is coming out. Inbounded to Fitton. Oh, he stepped out. So that was a little quick handoff there. They tried to catch Oil City on something. Jake inbounded it to Fitton and raced inbounds. A little handoff. He was just a little bit too close to that sideline.
A little bit too close.
Too close.
Once again, it's 23-16. Oil City leads with 3:26 to go in this third quarter.
Oil City moving the ball. One thing to mention, Rogue, we didn't mention this yet, in the JV game, Oil City did win that one 31-25. It was close coming down to the end. Oil City kind of pulled away. Another local score, UPB. They lost against Keuka tonight at home, 77-72.
Oh.
So a couple local scores there. You know, maybe we can get a win here by the Owls varsity. So I was in that 2-3 zone, Oil City trying to work the ball inside. That's Donald. He swings it back out. That's going to be Hornback. Hornback takes a look. Swing inside the Knox. Back up to Highfield over to Van Warmer.
When the Owls are able to set this defense, they do a good job.
They do. They do. Oh, and they got the Oil City got inside there, but then they got the offensive board. It was up and in. So that's going to be two for Donald. And that's their first points of the second half. It's 25-16, 2:40 to go. So they did a nice job to start that half. Turnover by the Owls. A little pass inside Johnson to France. And then we got Oil City racing back the other way. And that's two more by Highfield. And that's going to be a timeout.
Oil City.
So we're going to send it back to the station. This is Owls trailing 16-27. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. Oil City leading 27-16. Owls are inbounding under their basket.
France up over the timeline. Again, Oil City net man-to-man. So we got France, Warner, Johnson, Ward's in the game with Weinberg. We got Warner top of the key over to France, right wing. France takes a look. Dribble drive down the middle of the lane. Hits shut down. Over to Weinberg. Weinberg had to collect it. Over to France, top of the key. France is going to back it out. Taking a look. Top of the key, going left. Over to Owen Heath. That's going to be a block. That could have went both ways.
It could have. Jake making an aggressive move to the hoop. And Oil City called for the block.
Yep, so that's two on Knox.
And their fourth team foul.
Yep. So Weinberg over to swings it to Ward, who swings it to France. France down the middle lane, slices, and it's good. Another nice drive by France. And so he's got, seven, Rogue?
He's got 7 points and all six Owls points in this quarter.
So it's 27-18, 1:34 to go. Another offensive board for Oil City.
We've got players all over the
floor. Yeah, we got Johnson down, and Oil City drives to the hoop, and that's going to be a bucket. We had a little bit of a pile up under the hoop there, and Johnson was on the ground, and number one, that's Highfield, who got the basket. So it's 29-18, just a little over a minute to go here in the third quarter. Very fast-moving game, only 8:13 at night here in this game. We're almost into the fourth quarter, Rogue.
Yeah, they're moving fast. Not a lot of fouls, not a lot of whistles.
So France, elbow, good. Nice. So that's a nice shot by France. Cuts it to 9. So it's 20-29. Owls down by 9. They got a full court press going on here. It looks like a 1-2-2 zone. Oil City breaks it. That's going to be Van Warner for 3 off the front of the rim. No good. Weinberg with a nice rebound. And that's going to be stolen by Van Warner. And then tipped back up and in by Donald. So you know, the guards kind of left him.
Yeah.
And Weinberg had nowhere to go. He was double teamed.
Yep, the big man got the rebound, and he was in no man's land.
Yep, yep. So that's 6 points for Donald. We got another foul here, and it's going to be on Donald, I guess. Yes, that's his third. So, Van Warner's going to go to the bench. Donald's going to go to the bench.
That's five team fouls for Royal City here in the second half.
Yep, only one for the Owls. So no real foul trouble for the Owls. France inbounds it to Weinberg, slices down the middle lane, and that's good.
Nice.
Nice shot by Weinberg. And he's got seven. It's that 1-2-2 zone again. See if they can get a couple stops here. You know, they got the two big guys on the bench here for Royal City. Oh, and it's going to be a foul on... Oh, a travel. Okay, a travel. I thought they were going to call foul on France.
So
it could have been a foul, could have been a jump ball. But we get the travel. We'll take it.
The officials saw him move those feet.
Yeah. Yep, we'll take it. So here we go. They're pressuring France, having trouble getting it in. Little handoff to France, and he slices down the side. He's going to go in. Nice pass to Weinberg for another basket. That's four straight points for Weinberg. And then that's a shot at the buzzer. No good. So strong, strong end to that third quarter.
Nice third quarter for the Owls.
Yep.
They cut the lead back to seven. Oil City leads 31-24.
Send it back.
All right, we're going to send it back to the studio. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. Coming out of a third quarter break, the Owls trail 31-24. Looks like we're going to have Reese, France, Johnson, Ward, and Weinberg to start the fourth quarter for your Owls.
Yeah, this was the five that kind of got that little spurt running for them at the end of that third quarter there. You know, they applied that 1-2-2 press pretty well, so let's see what they can do here. Owls back in that 2-3 zone. That's Van Warner top of the key. He's taking a look over to Highfield. Highfield throws it down low to Knox.
Almost a steal by Jake.
Over to Van Warner, and almost a steal by Weinberg. Nice ball movement here. Donald over to Hornback. Hornback finds who we got over there. That's Knox in the corner. And he drives, and that's going to be a foul on Lucas Johnson. Second team foul. That's his first. So they're going to inbound underneath. Oil City is. Top of the key. Dribble drive up and no good. And ball bounce around. It's going to be another offensive board there by Oil City. You know, they're probably got us, you know, 3-1 on the boards right now.
Yep. Weinberg had that. It was tipped away. Oil City regained possession.
So they've kind of slowed it down a little bit against this Owls 2-3 zone. And that's something y'all's got to be careful of here. You know, if they're trailing late in the fourth, they're going to have to come out of this. And that's going to be another offensive board for – oh, nope, Weinberg gets it. And he's pressed. He gets it over to Johnson. Johnson's going to bring the ball over the timeline. Johnson pushing.
Your Owls trail by seven with possession.
Over to France, right wing. Over to Weinberg. Weinberg takes a look. He's got Ward cutting through. He gets bottled up. Back out to Weinberg. Top of the key to France. France calls out the play. Oil City still in that tough man-to-man. Over to Johnson, right wing. He's going to dribble top of the key. A lot of hands there. And he's going to get the ball stolen. Nope, he's going to get it back. A lot of hand pressure, hand checking on that possession there. We got France. He's going to drive to the hoop, and he's going to be shoved from behind. So that's going to be a 1-1, Rogue. That's going to be seven team fouls. Right?
No, that's six.
Okay.
That's six. So that's going to be on the floor.
All right.
Next foul, the Owls will be in the 1-1.
Okay, so we got Reese inbounding to France in the left corner. He dribbled through his legs, top of the key, over to Fitton. Fitton checked into the game. Back down, Johnson to Reese. Reese inside, finds Fitton, finds France. France driving, slices in off the back of the rim, no good, and that's going to be Van Warner with a rebound.
Well, the Owls worked the ball around nice, and France had a pretty good look.
And he did. He had a nice look there.
Off the back iron.
So Oil City, they're going to be patient. I think, you know, they're content with just kind of slowing the game down. 5:42, Owls still back in that 2-3 zone. Swinging up top. They're just kind of playing catch around the perimeter here. They do throw it inside to Donald. He's going to throw up a shot, and that's blocked by Weinberg, but it's going to be a foul. Foul on Weinberg, maybe?
Fitton just got kicked in the face.
Yeah, he's bleeding. So he's going to have to come out. Yeah, he's got a lot of blood. So Ward checks in. Fitton checks out. Foul. Foul was on Fitton, I guess. I thought they were going to get Weinberg with a foul from the backside, but they got him, Fitton, on the front. We do got some blood on the court. They're going to clean that up after the free throw. The first free throw is good.
Fitton was on the ground after the foul, and I think somebody was pushed into him and got a foot in the face.
Yeah, they got blood.
Yeah. Small break in the action here while we do some disinfecting.
Yeah. So 5:31, we got a little pause in action here. 5:31 to go in the ball game. Owls down 7, 31-24.
No points yet in the fourth quarter. The Owls still trail by 7.
Referee's still looking for blood. Athletic director Mike Harrison doing a nice job cleaning it up. Nope. Now we have the janitorial service in, looking to clean it up.
All right. I'm going to do a little shout-out to the Owls team manager, Matt Perry.
Yes.
Team manager doesn't get a lot of publicity. He does a really good job.
Second free throw, no good. And that's Weinberg with a rebound.
See if we can get something going here.
Yeah, we need to get something going now. I mean, we got to get this down to 5 by at least 2 minutes to go. So we got Lucas Johnson inside out to Ward, over to Reese. And that's a wide open look from Weinberg. Top of the key, and he buried it.
That's a three ball.
So 27.
We got a 4-point lead, and the crowd has awoken.
So it's 27-31. And Weinberg, he's got a nice game going here. He's got 12 points.
Yep, 12 points for Weinberg.
He's the leading scorer in the ball game.
Many rebounds.
And that's going to be a shot by Van Warner. And that's going to be his, 9 points. That's a bucket by him. First basket in the second half.
All the way down the lane.
No good. He had a nice look. Little press. Oh, what we got? Timeout. We got a full timeout. So we'll take a 60-second break here. This is Owls trailing by 6, 33-27. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry, offers end January 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of childcare, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner Circle sponsors helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. Oil City's going to inbound the ball under their own basket. The Owls trail 33-27, 4:24 to go in the game.
So nice press here by the Owls. Oil City struggled getting that up. They got Van Mortar down low, tipped away, but it's run down by Highfield. Back up top, that's going to be Hornback. Hornback over to Highfield. Highfield through the legs. He's going to throw it left to Van Warner. He's going to try to drive on Reese. Owls came out of that zone. Now they're in a kind of a trapping man-to-man. And that's going to be, they called a hook. They called a hook on Hornback as Reese was defending, and he kind of gave that little arm bar.
Yep.
And I think Oil City thought it was going to be a foul on Reese. I kind of did too, but we're going the other way.
We are going the other way. Now your Owls trail by six with possession. Just under 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, this is a big possession here. We got to get a basket out of this one. And that's France. He's loose. He's double-teamed. He's still moving around, and he got knocked to the ground. No foul. Back up. That's Reese. Reese up top to Johnson. Johnson takes a look. He's got Ward to his right, Reese to his left. He chooses Ward. Ward takes a look. He's got Reese cutting through. Weinberg right behind him. Back up top to Johnson. 3:30 to go. Howell still down six. Ward over to Reese. Reese looks passed up the three. Tried to drive. Oh, nice pass. And it's going to be Owl's ball inside, and then that's going to be Weinberg. He throws, it's saved by Reese. I thought that was going to go out of bounds. Weinberg got a shot blocked inside. France is loose inside. He's going to go up and under. No good. Weinberg, strong rebound, and he's fouled. Oh, and that's going to be a technical foul on Donald for slamming the ball. So that's one apiece now for the Owls, and that's I think that might be it for Donald because he had three fouls. Did they count the? That is five. With the technical, that's five fouls, and he's out of the game.
It is.
That's a big. That's big for the Owls because we've been struggling with his height and rebounding ability.
Yep, he's been a force underneath. The Owls had three or four at least athletic plays to keep the ball alive there on that possession.
Yeah. So there's some discussion at the scoring table in front of us, but technicals do count as personal fouls. So Weinberg at the line, Rogue.
Weinberg at the line for two, and then the Owls will have possession. See how it goes here. Count it.
Nice free throw by Weinberg. 28-33. 3:07 to go. Nothing but net.
Okay, Owls possession down by four. Oh, sorry about that. What caused the technical was a shooting foul.
Yes.
So we have two more free throws by Johnson.
Very sorry. So, we're going to get four free throws here.
And then possession.
Yeah. Johnson puts it in.
We're 3 points down, folks. 33-30, Oil City.
3:07 to go. This has been a very strong second half by the Owls. Ooh, off the back of the rim, no good. Okay, so down three. One possession ball game, 33-30, 3:07 to go, and Owls ball. Just prior to that possession, Rogue, I was circling a couple things on my sheet. I was circling that 10-0 run that that Oil City had, and then that three-pointer at the end of the half. But now I think we got to circle this, Rogue, because when it was 31-20 not too long ago, Oil City was up 31-20, and now we're on a 10-2 run right now.
The Owls have picked it up. Oil City lost their cool there and got a technical. Their big man underneath is currently fouled out, so with 2.5 minutes to go, we're in good shape here.
Up and under by Lucas, and travel.
By Lucas.
I thought they might get a foul there, but it was probably a good call. Travel by Lucas. So Owls are going to keep that full court press on. 2:36 to go. Owls down three, full court press. Oil City has struggled a little bit with getting the ball over half court. And they just make it there with 1 second to spare, and that's going to be a big block inside. Oh. So that was a hard, hard foul by Reese. I thought we had a block, but then he got him with a body after.
We did. He slapped the ball off the backboard. It was pretty impressive looking, but he did get him with a body on the follow through.
Yeah. He got a clean block up top, but not so clean down low.
Yep.
You know, and now Van Warner, he's a little bit shaken up. He's going to go to the line. First one's good.
34-30, Oil City, 2:22 to go.
Count it. Another one.
35-30, Owls possession.
All right.
France brings it across the timeline.
Still a lot of time, you know, just over 2 minutes to go in the game. We got France over to Johnson. Johnson takes a look. He's going to dribble back out top. He's looking for a screen. He's driving down the middle. It's shut down. Over to Reese. Reese takes a look. He's got Weinberg top of the key. Weinberg, dribble drive over to Johnson. France gets the ball. He's looking to drive. He's got a screen by Ward. Oil City switched on that, but Johnson still takes it up strong, and it's good. That's France for the, France took it in for the layup. So it's 32-35. Owls down three. And it's going to be Oil City timeout. Let's see if it's going to be a 30 or a 60. What are we doing? 30-60. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll kick it back to the station. 1:44 to go. 35-32. Owls down three. Back in a moment.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. 35-32, the Owls trail.
Yeah, so we're coming back out of the break here. They still got the timeout clock running, but I think it was, a little over 2 minutes? Or are we under two now?
We're under two
under
now.
Two? Yeah, so it's going to be...
1:44 to go.
Yeah, Oil City, 1:44 to go. Oil City ball, they're inbounding in front of their bench. Up top, that's going to be Hornback. Hornback, he's checked by Johnson. Hornback, and that's going to be a hand check by Johnson. It's only the 15th foul. That's not a bad foul because we may need that foul here in a minute to send them to the line.
Yep.
So we're at just five. We still got two to give. It's only two on Johnson. 1:39 to go. Oil City's going to inbound under their basket. Johnson gets knocked down. They get it inside. There was a little bit of a tight screen there. And Johnson got knocked to the floor, and then we got a guy loose by Oil City inside, and it's 37-32.
Jake France,
he comes right back, and it's 35-37.
Owls full court pressure again.
So they got to get it over. We got 1:16 to go.
Stolen by Weinberg.
Johnson over the timeline. He's going to slow it down for a minute, let his guys catch up to him. Let's see if the Owls can either tie it or take the lead here. That's France down the middle lane. A little up and under. He's fouled, but no foul.
No foul.
And it's tie ball game. 37 all. 56 seconds to go. The crowd's definitely into it now. Owls still with that full court press. So 37 all. Oil City's going to push it, and that's going to be a layup going in for Hornback.
We're a very nice move by Hornback.
So 39-37. We got Reese. Let's see. Is Bernardi going to let him play this out, or are we going to call a timeout?
Looks like they're going to play it, Brian.
So they're going to play it, and that's going to be a foul on three. That's going to be a foul on Hornback, and that's the 10th team foul. So two big free throws coming up here for Reese. So let's see if he can bury these. He did make a three earlier. He hasn't been to the free throw line yet.
I'm not going to jinx him, Brian.
So let's see what we got. You know, two free throws. First one is
count
good.
Count it.
You know, maybe Tom's looking down on the Owls tonight. You know, let's see.
This next one, if he can get it, is it ties the ball game, folks, with 25.8 seconds to go.
Off the front of the rim, no good. And then he gets his own rebound.
Get the rebound.
Back up front to Johnson, to France. And now, okay, Benardi does call the timeout. So it's going to be 18.3 seconds. We're going to keep it here, Rogue.
Okay,
18.3. We'll keep it here. It is going to go full, but we'll keep it just because of where we're at in the ball game here. So it's going to be, looks like the referees are saying it's going to be Owls ball in front of their bench here on the sideline. So down one. 39-38. Any foul by Oil City sends us to the line for two free throws.
Yep.
Okay. So we're in the double bonus. We've only got five. And the possession arrow favors the Owls.
Favors the Owls.
Okay, so we got a lot of favorites going here.
We do.
Just one we don't. We're down one on the scoreboard right now.
Indeed, Brian. Yep. Obviously, you could hold for one shot here. You could put up an early shot here that would enable you to either get a rebound possibly. I mean, there's a lot of ways this could go at this point.
Yeah,
but,
I mean.
As this game has went and all the turnovers and the big lead that Oil City did have, it's very nice to be in this position right now.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this, the energy from the Owls in the second half here has just been incredible. You know, a lot of energy in the gym right now from the fans. So let's see. It's going to be Owls ball, 18.3 seconds. So we're going to have Franz Weinberg, Warner's back in. We got Ward and Reese. So Oil City, man-to-man. They're going to get it in, looking for Weinberg, cutting loose. They're going to give it into Franz backcourt. He crosses over, 16 seconds. I think they might try to isolate Franz here. Let's see what they do. Weinberg with the screen. We got a long three, no good. We got... Oh, it's gonna be a long rebound. France tried to save it, and they fouled him at the buzzer. I think that might be it, folks. There was a little melee for the free throw, and
that's it.
They're
the
calling the game.
Over.
I'll tell you, that was a tough loss there by the Owls. But I'll tell you what, a lot of positives in the second half.
Yeah.
So let's throw it back here. You know, we'll come back with the final game wrap up here in a couple moments. Owls dropped their home opener, 39-38. Back in a few for the final tallies. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
On the internet, there are tons of special networking websites, but one stands apart. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. Did you know in the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant? If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, please visit MatchingDonors.com.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. Your final score tonight is Oil City 39, Bradford Owls 38. The Owls dropped their home opener in a non-conference battle with Oil City. They went down big early, and they fought back hard. Really nice second half by the Owls. What do you think, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough loss. But, like I said, you know, you were down 23-12, you know, at half. Came out and scored 12 points in the third, you know, and then another 14 points in the fourth. So, you know, a lot of positives can be taken from this game. You know, they were scrappy in the second half. They settled down. They didn't turn the ball over as nearly as much as they did in the first half. You know, I think it might have been just that home opener jitters. But, yeah, it was a strong second half by the Owls. Unfortunately, they fall to 1-3. Oil City improves to 3-1. But like we said at the start of the game, I mean, this was going to be a tough contest for the Owls coming into it. Just looking at who Oil City had played, who they beat, what their scores were, and some of their scores. But, you know, we really held their scores in check. I'll kind of go through Oil City here first. You know, we mentioned that they had three guys that had been scoring in the 20s. Van Warner led the way with 11. Donald had 6. He fouled out of the game. Highfield, 6. Knox, 8. Hornback, 6. And McMahon had 2. That's totaling to 39 for, you know, Oil City. Now, Bradford.
Jake France led the Owls. He came back with a monster second half. He had 16 points and 15 of them in the second half. Chase Weinberg, solid, solid game. 14 points for your Owls and many, many rebounds. He's done nice presence underneath. So there's 16 and 14. We had two guys with 3 points. Warner and Reese both had 3 points. And then Johnson had one free throw for 1 point. The halftime adjustments were good. They can build off that.
Yep.
You know, it's sometimes it's good to lose. This could be considered one of those. Mm-hmm. They could have given up and, you know, really got pounded. A lot of turnovers in the first half. Boy, they just could not get it rolling in the first half.
No, but, you know, like you said, I mean, you know, Weinberg's game really stands out to me. I think we all know, you know, the offense runs through France. We're going to get that.
Yep.
You know, we've gotten that. You know, he's been in double digits, I think, all the games. But, you know, without Gleason here tonight, I think Weinberg, you know, he really stood out, you know, because – and I don't even think he came out of the game. I think he was – he might have been the only guy that didn't come out of the game for the Owls.
Yeah, he did not come out of the game.
You know, so he played, you know, all – you know, the entire game. And, you know, I don't know what his rebound stats was, but it had to be a double-double tonight. It just had to be.
Indeed.
Yeah,
indeed,
so, you know, just hats off to Weinberg. And actually just the whole team for not giving up. You know, they dug deep. You know, whatever Coach Bernardi said to him at halftime, they really dug deep. And, you know, that 1-2-2 press they put on in that fourth quarter really gave Oil City some trouble.
It did, and that'll only get better. Very successful press by the Owls. A couple turnovers generated. It was a nice run to try to get back in it. Well, they got back in it. Francis 3 at the end of the game, or Reese's 3 at the end of the game.
Yeah.
It was in and out.
Yep. It was close. Then a little bit of a scrum for the rebound.
The rebound went all the way down the court.
And, yeah.
Had they come up with that cleanly, might have got another one up.
Yep. But, you know, like I said, I think this is a great learning experience for the Owls, and they'll bounce back here. You know, any final comments here before we send it back to the station?
Our next broadcast of the Owls basketball will be Monday night when we join you from Cowdersport. We'll be on the air at 7:25 with our pregame show. That's all I have, Brian.
Well, it's been fun.
It has been fun.
It's been a few years for me, and I know it's your first year, but, you know, it's been fun, and, you know, we'll definitely be doing this again. So, you know, for James Patrick, I struggle with that. To me, it's Rogie, but, you know, to James Patrick, this is Brian Piscatelli, our producer Nick back at the station. This has been Bradford Owls Basketball.